Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. We are talking about Friskovania. They have an event coming up on October 27th, which is raising money for the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County. I just got done speaking to Misha Stearns. We now turn to her music co-director, Chris Lizette. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Nick?
I'm great.
Good.
Thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Let's talk about your involvement with this group. First off, are you part of Model Behaviors, or are you just interested in working with Friskovania?
So I am part of Model Behaviors now. I just moved back to Dallas last year, and Toni Munoz-Hunt is my best friend, and I think she was obligated to give me a title.
Good. Okay.
No. She just does really great things, and I had been following Model Behaviors for years, and I just...
Are you doing anything with that organization? Is it one of those things where you produce something for them, or is it like a club that you're a part of, and then you guys do these events and these things? Describe to me how it works as being a member of Model Behaviors.
So, because I'm so new, I have not exactly done anything for Model Behaviors except for be the ski bum supportive friend.
Okay.
And
all right.
Whatever they need me to do, I'm pretty much there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Where did you say you moved from? You didn't say, actually.
Well, I don't know if we have time for all that, but I moved here from Nashville. I'm Canadian.
Okay.
Native Canadian, but I'm also an American citizen now.
Do you have dual citizenships?
I do.
All right. Okay. I grew up playing hockey as a kid, so I knew a lot of Canadians growing up. I love Canada. It's a good spot.
But yes.
It's nice to have you down here.
Well, thank you.
All right. So talk to me about your involvement with Friskovania. How did you get hooked up with this organization?
So last year when I moved back, these wonderful women and men who are part of Model Behaviors had already chosen the theme and pretty much had everything booked. But because I am an entertainer, I'm a comedian, I lived in L.A. for a while and I toured out of there, they decided that they'd make me co-director of music. Or actually, I was the director of music last year, and I also got to host the event. So I basically walked in blindly, and I was just amazed at how huge this production was. And I was just, it was so impressive. I had learned that there were 3,000 people the first year, and they'd only expected 500, and now we were planning on the same. And I mean, it just blew up last year.
When you're hosting a gig, it's, to me, important to know what to expect.
Yes.
So, you know, you hear 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And then when you're supposed to go to work hosting, it nearly doubles that day. Did it feel gigantic when you stood up and it was time to go?
So I just kind of say to myself, here we go. This is 10 minutes of your life. Let's do it. But there was a lot of people there. But where the fashion show was, we had to be under something because we originally had planned for the fashion show to be outside, not covered. And then we found out there might be rain and winds. So
Of course. It
was kind of a more intimate setting last year. So to me, it just felt like home.
Did you expect it to be that big? Just when you have that much stuff happening and how well organized something like this has to be, was it surprising to you?
Oh, the whole thing is just shocking to me. I can't believe that these are my friends and they came up with this idea. I mean, it's incredible. It's the biggest Halloween extravaganza I've ever been to, and it was super fun. Everybody had a great time. I mean, how can you not have fun with bands, glamour, music, cool people, costumes, you know?
There's a lot happening. This year's theme is Through the Decades.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
So when we got together in December, we were kind of just sitting around just thinking, you know, what could it be? And somebody said, you know, it's so many bad things happening in the world now. My mind goes back to 1981. And I'm an 80s girl, so I was like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's make it 80s. I don't think everybody loves the 80s like I do, so that's how Through the Decades evolved.
Gotcha. All right. So is this a theme that is kind of pervasive through the whole event? Are people kind of encouraged to dress up maybe with that kind of theme? Is the runway show themed? How does that work?
Yes. Yeah, so the theme is 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. So the runway show, yes, it's themed. So there's going to be one segment that's the 70s, another segment will be 80s, 90s, and then we have beyond. And there's a lot of surprises that go with that, too. So expect big things.
So we were talking about that off mic, and because they are surprises, we can't go into them. But
no.
There's a lot of stuff that is going on with this. I think people underestimate probably how big of an event this is and how much time and effort and money goes into something like this. It's got to feel good to be a part of something that is as successful as this is, especially when you know it's going to a good cause.
Yes. Yes. So we have a carnival concourse happening for kids. We have all the bounce houses. When you walk in, there's going to be artwork all over. You can bid on that throughout the night. It's like a silent auction. Then we have live music happening throughout the whole event and special entertainers. So this year we have a group, Abby Walker. She's going to be playing acoustic in the Winners Club. Then we have the Bass Junkies, which were also involved the first 2 years. So they'll be kind of running the whole night, and they're really high energy and really cool. And then we have a special entertainment by Bruce Manners. He's a juggler. You can look him up online. He's super neat and fun for the kids and family.
Sure.
And then our headliner is, of course, Graceland Ninjas, which we're super excited about. And they'll be playing live during the fashion show.
Yeah.
And there's something to see. They're just, the Model Behaviors team got together and we took a bus out to Roanoke where they were playing at Chop House Live. And I'd never seen them live before, but the lead singer, David, he dresses up like Elvis and he's always doing like gyrations.
He's got the moves.
And so, he's got his moves down. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're really cool. And they kind of, they do mashups of different songs and different genres. So they'll do a rock song with something that's a pop song and put the music together.
Okay.
So they're just so different and so cool. We were like, yep, that's our Through the Decades band.
All right. I was just going to ask about that. You are music co-director, and that actually is a ton of responsibility. So
yes.
Working in radio, anytime you are associated with music in any form or fashion, mm-hmm. people expect you to have great taste,
yeah.
and they expect to hear something that they didn't know about, that you discovered, and you know in the back of your mind, you're like, I cannot get this wrong.
This is terrifying to me.
It's true, though. I've been in these situations. People get, like, a couple of times people at their weddings. Like, dude, you got to help me out with the music. And you think, absolutely, no problem. But then on the inside, you're like, I cannot mess this up.
Yeah.
This is a big responsibility. How do you go about finding entertainment for an event like this? Because you got a lot of good stuff lined up.
So I think for this, so everybody contributes. We all have suggestions. And this group is so amazing that everybody is just, there's no drama with this group. Everybody just throws it out there. And we like, yeah, we like that idea. Or no, it's not really with the theme. So with Graceland Ninjas, I think we originally wanted to have, a Devo cover band. I can't remember, and I tried to book them, but they were pretty 80s, but they were not available. So I was racking my brain trying to think. My friends own Lee Harvey's downtown, and they get a lot of bands that go through there.
Yeah.
And so my friend goes, hey, have you heard of Graceland Ninjas? And I looked them up, and I was like, they're fantastic. Like, they're right with our theme. We've got to have them, and they were available. So we got on it and booked them right away.
How is this going to set up with this runway show? Because I've seen stuff like this before where you have a live band and then you have a runway. Is the band on stage? Is there a side stage? How does this look, let's say?
So I don't know if you remember years ago there was Victoria's Secret Fashion Show and they had all the bands on stage. It's similar to that. The band is on stage, they're set up, and they go out and they just jam. They play live, and then the runway show starts when the band starts, and they'll do like four segments, and then the fifth one is the finale, and the models will walk the runway for their finale, and then the band will keep playing after that. And that's when people can jump in and dance and...
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a ton of fun. I didn't think I'd have that much fun because I was hosting it, but I was the one having the most fun, turns out.
How many models and designers are involved with something like that? Is it a huge crew? Is it one of those real chaotic back scenes type things?
So this year, last year, there's 40 models. Tony tries to make it really doable because they are only wearing one outfit. So because each segment of the fashion show is themed, it's easier just to have 40 models, everybody's ready, you know, and they were donating their time to a good cause, so it's kind of easier just to work it like that. So,
okay, fair enough. All right, when you said 40 models, I thought, oh, that sounds tough, and you're like, no, that's the exact opposite. It's way easier to do it like this, which is really funny. I'm speaking with Chris Lizette. She's the music co-director and host of Friscovania. This event happening October 27th, which is a Saturday. Starts at 3 p.m., goes till 8 p.m. There is a lot of stuff happening. It is a trick-or-treat safe zone.
Yes.
Food trucks. We have a haunted carnival. The theme is through the decades. $15 at the door gets you access to all of this stuff. Kids under two free, I think I saw. And I also believe that parking is free, which always, that reels me in. Every time I'm like, oh, okay, now I want to go. And it's happening over at Toyota Stadium in Frisco. Earlier in the show, I asked Misha about her experiences with charities and nonprofits. You mentioned that you have some experience in this arena. Have you worked with or worked for charities or nonprofits in the past?
I haven't had a lot of experience with it, so this is all brand new for me. I would like to see a lot of working with kids and especially the foster system, because I actually was a product of the foster system in Canada. I was in a home for like 4 years.
Did this organization and what Friscovania is trying to do, which is help out organizations that focus on women and children, did it really make you want to be a part of this when you found out who they were working for and what they did?
Well, absolutely, because when Kelly died, she left her four-year-old son. Of course, he was essentially orphaned. And, you know, that spoke volumes to me because I've been exactly in his situation. So knowing that we were helping him and Kelly's wish for him to go to a good school and to be provided for was very important to me.
Does your personal history with organizations like this kind of light a fire underneath you to make sure that this whole thing goes off perfectly?
Well, let's be honest, nothing ever goes perfectly. Based off last year, you know, because I was so new and I hadn't experienced the first one, I was just sort of thrown into it. And I mean, it went as well as can be expected behind the scenes. I think to the people attending, it probably looked seamless, but there was a lot of running around. We were, you know, walkie-talkies. This year, I think that some of the kinks have been worked out. And so this year, it's definitely going a lot smoother, I think, as far as organizing it and knowing what we did the first 2 years and making it better this year.
Don't you kind of like that stress a little bit sometimes when you're working an event? I kind of get, radio is fun because mm-hmm. you get to run in the building.
Yeah.
Like there are certain times when you have 3 seconds to get something done and it must be done and mm-hmm. you'll have to run around like a crazy person. And sometimes to me, that stress is kind of fun. Do you have fun in that environment or are you actually looking forward to this thing running more smoothly?
I love chaos.
There you go.
I'm the queen of chaos.
Okay.
Like my life is chaos. I'm like, what am I doing today? Oh, I'm doing this. Okay, right on. You know,
okay.
Am I teaching fitness? Am I being model behavior? Am I doing something else? So I kind of do everything. And that's the way I like to work.
So you do like a little bit of that craziness and it to me, it makes those events a little bit more fun when you're working than when you're done. There's that sense of relief, especially when you know that it went well.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gives you a little bit of a high.
Oh, definitely. I mean, last year, I think when it was over, I was like, what happened? We were in the Winners Club just kind of, you know, recapping everything that happened. And it was fantastic. Everybody had a great time. We had Mad Mexicans last year, and they were incredible. I have a little snippet of them playing from backstage, and I play it sometimes because it's just such a great feeling to know that
kind of takes you back a little bit.
Yeah, it was just a successful event and such a good cause. And Tony is the mastermind of all of it, Tony Munoz Hunt. And she has just really great people, you know, that have her back as far as, you know, executing everything. She's so hands-on. She pretty much, I don't even really know what I do because I just get a list and she goes, okay, do this. I go, okay. But, you know, it's all organized and it's incredible how she keeps it all together and she reels us all back in and focuses everybody on their task at hand. And it just comes together.
How many people are actually working on this event? You're talking about, I'm guessing, hundreds of different people that are going to be there doing different things, whether it's a band, a juggler, a food truck, a guy operating a photo booth. How many people, and 5,000 in attendance, if not more this time,
yeah.
How many people are actually working on Friscovania?
Oh, well, we've got all the onstage guys. We've got all the FC Dallas employees that are on board, and Matt can talk a little bit more about that. Yeah, we have food trucks, everybody working on the Carnival Concourse, all the model behaviors. Then we also have a lot of volunteers. I think in the range of 100 volunteers from Boys and Girls Club. So a lot of volunteers come, and then whoever is has a, you know, their model behaviors title, then we get a certain amount of volunteers for our division, and then we kind of, you know, dole out little duties day of, because it doesn't seem like last year I said, oh, I don't need volunteers, I'm fine, but I was, you know, sprinting around last minute, and there was some things that happened where I was like, what, which way do I go? I need somebody, you know. And then, you know, last minute emergencies come up, so we
Of
had
course.
to deal with stuff like that. But I enjoy that, so.
You mentioned earlier that you really like working with this group of people.
I
You were
do.
very specific in saying that you believed in these people and you liked working with them and there wasn't a lot of drama. Is that the reason why this event goes smoothly, in your opinion?
Oh, definitely. I mean, some of the model behaviors girls, of course, are my best friends, but I didn't know some of the other girls and guys that were in it. And I was pleasantly surprised when I moved here last year, when I did meet them all, that nobody has a mean bone in their body. They're all so kind and selfless, and they just, you know, contribute tons of time volunteering, and it's all for a good cause. And Toni, you know, she's just so gracious, as she hosts everything, her and Dan, her husband. And it's incredible just the amount of time and all the effort that has been put into this particular event and others. Tony also does model behaviors, did Ladies Night Out with Purpose. And that was also at Toyota Stadium last year. And we actually paid for 100 free mammograms for 100 underserved women of North Texas. And I think we're still fulfilling those with our mammogramathon. And, you know, model behaviors, that girls actually show up to the events to make sure that it's executed properly. And I just think, who does that? You know, somebody might raise money and go, yeah, we raised money, but we're seeing it through till the very end. And I think that that's amazing. So 100% of the profit goes directly to these women.
Well, it's a fantastic an event run by a fantastic organization, Friscovania, happening October 27th, a Saturday. Starts up at 3 p.m., ending at 8 p.m. $15 to get in. All proceeds are being donated to the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County. I've been speaking with Chris Lizette. She's the music co-director. It was great speaking with you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.